Howdy, folks. There are no statistics available, but there's a lot of people who'd rather have a license plate with a low number than an A1 rating at the grocery store, you know. I'm Pat Buttram, inviting you for delicious double mint chewing gum to join us for just entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Yes, sir, this is Just Entertainment, and today I thought I'd say a few words about a real pleasant subject. One of the freedoms we have in this country is the freedom to kiss in public. You know that? Yeah, you see it everywhere. When the wife lets her husband out at the office, I guess it's her husband. You see it at airports and stations and all, and they're kissing in the park and on almost every college campus. If it wasn't so romantic, it'd be downright sickening, you know. Well, this right of public osculation doesn't exist in some other countries. In Italy now, some towns there have anti-kiss patrols touring the movie houses and the parks looking for offenders. That kind of enforcement can drive lovers underground, you know. Parties guilty of kissing in public there can be fined $25. Just as well, I never got to Italy in my traveling days. I couldn't have afforded it, you know. Another pleasant subject, along with our freedom to kiss in public, is the enjoyment that chewing delicious double mint gum adds to your day. Because, you know, you can chew double mint at the same time you're doing almost anything else, so you can treat yourself often there. Double mint's never rich or heavy either, but it's always light, wholesome. So you chew it often and enjoy all the pleasures it brings you. Refreshing, delicious double mint chewing gum. Now here's the refreshing Halloran Quartet. What do you boys have in mind today, Jack?
Well, we're going to sing Tut Tut Tootsie Goodbye, Pat.
Toot toot tootsie goodbye. Toot toot tootsie, don't cry.
The choo choo train that takes me away from you,
no words can tell how sad it makes me. Kiss me tootsie and then do it over again. Watch for the mail, I'll never fail. If you don't get a letter, then you know I'm in jail. Ta-ta, tootsie, don't cry. Toot-toot, tootsie, goodbye. Tootsie and then do it over again. Watch for the mail, I'll never fail. If you don't get a letter, then you know I'm in jail. Ta-ta, tootsie, don't cry. Toot-toot, tootsie, goodbye. Toot-toot, tootsie, goodbye.
That is real nice there, boys. It won't be long now till we observe Father's Day next Sunday. I plan to have something appropriate to say for the occasion around here. Naturally, it'll be favorable. Oh, I'll toss in a few of his faults. I won't make him real perfect, you know. I wouldn't want people to think I was talking about myself, you see. I just thought I'd mention today that Father's Day is coming up June 21st. So all the dads Don't buy any ties or socks before then, will you? I've been talking with some students who just got home from college. They tell me the practice of cribbing on examinations hadn't been wiped out yet. I hate to hear this, you know. A person might get a better grade in a course by cheating, but he doesn't learn anything, really, and he's showing an unworthy streak there. In my student days, I know I never peeked over the shoulder of a classmate to get help on a tough question. I was nearsighted anyways. But there was a fella back of me, and he had no qualms at all about doing things like that. And he looked over my shoulder and copied answers from me and all. We both flunked together, I remember. But I was a wonderful influence on that boy. Yes, sir. If it hadn't been for me, he might never have learned the danger and futility of copying on an examination. But soon school will be all over for a spell. The kids will have a wonderful time, I'll tell you. Give me just 5 minutes more. That'll be the theme song of summer vacation when kids, you know, they can't bear to come inside for meals or such as that. So, Mother, I'll tell you, you better see that the youngsters' pockets are filled with wholesome double mint gum rather than that the rich, heavy things, you know. And then when they get that hungry feeling, they can help satisfy it with light, pure double mint, which won't spoil their appetites any. And they'll sure think you're a real good sport for being so understanding. We have a real understanding young lady here, Miss Marion Morgan. And it's about time for her to favor us with a song, I think. What's it going to be, Marion?
Love Locked Out, Pat.
Love locked out in all the cold and rain. Love locked out may never come again. Love locked out and weeping bitter tears. No one ever hears love calling. Though we need the precious gift it brings, we don't heed the song of love it sings. On the door, love beats its tiny wings. Just love locked out. A world without love is a world without life. A sad world full of gloom. So please make a place there for love in your heart. It doesn't need much room. Love is well worth the waiting for. When it comes knocking at your door, fling it wide, for love locked out will come no more.
Real nice, Marion. I was reading where a marketing specialist, he's told egg producers that they need a new kind of product to boost their sales, he said. Seems, he says, eggs are inconvenient, don't have enough variety. Well, for one thing, they got that shell around them, you know. Also, this expert thinks that what they need to develop maybe is scrambled eggs inside the shell already. Seems to me this man, he's wasting his time talking to a bunch of egg producers. This sounds like something that he's going to have to take up directly with the hens, I think. And I'm sure they'll work something out. Speaking of working things out, it's time for today's Buttram Bonus. The Buttram Bonus today is me singing with the backing of the Halloran Quartet and the Buttram Symphony Group, but without the help of Evelyn and her magic violin. Hey, I got a letter from a woman the other day who wanted to know if I'm a tenor or a baritone. And that's a hard question to answer. My voice, you know, is kind of distinctive as it is. Jack Halloran, he wanted to answer the letter, but I thought better of that. He said he could tell the lady very clearly what kind of voice I have. Well, enough talk. Let's sing. Here's a song for Father's Day. Sunday is his day, so stand up and sing for your father. Michael McCoy takes the greatest of joy in the songs of the days long ago. He hears Annie Rooney and nearly goes loony. The tune of it tickles him so. His daughter Mary sings like a canary the popular songs of the day. And poor Michael goes crazy, and every few days he gets up enough courage to say,
stand up and sing for your father an old-time tune. Please stop that trash that you sing morning, night, and noon. Oh, I'm sick of all these ditties about moon and spoon and June. So will you stand up and sing for your father an old-time tune?
Sure, now Mike has a craze for recalling the days when a lyric was made to be sung. His daughter's delight is to run round at night hearing singers with only one lung. She has a voice, but the songs of her choice seem to be just the latest in jazz. And she'll sulk and she'll pout when her dad bawls her out in a way that an Irishman has.
Stand up and sing for your father an old-time tune. Please stop that trash that you sing morning, night, and noon. Oh, I'm sick of all these ditties about moon and spoon and June. So will you stand up and sing for your father an old-time tune?
Stand up and sing for your father an old-time tune.
Well, that's the Buttram Bonus for today. You can't be lucky every day, after all, you know. We'll be back tomorrow. I hope you'll be right here with us. Meantime, include delicious double mint chewing gum in the things you do every day, will you? And you'll have a delicious chewing treat and a satisfying, long-lasting chewing treat to give you pleasure as you work or rest or relax or just have fun. Delicious double mint. Until tomorrow, this is Pat Buttram, and you know, about the time one learns how to make the most of life, the most is gone. Goodbye now.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.